I thought the stone would have took you away.
No.
Y'all okay in Florida over there?
Yeah, we good. We good.
Bye. Okay.
Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to you for our open installation.
Okay. Time is filled with transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand, you ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever the years may bring, when your earthly friends forsake you, still more closely him clean. You ought to hold to his hand. And God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless you.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, is our opening prayer tonight is by Linda Hodge.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for another day that you kept us, Lord. Yes, thank Lord. You how you continue to reach out for us, Lord. How you bless us, give us whatever we stand in need of. And Lord, we thank you for how you watched over the people that was affected by the storm. And Lord, we ask that you bless them, Lord. We ask that you give them what they stand in need of. We thank you for our teacher that constantly teach us about prayer, about the power of prayer, how we not only pray for ourselves and for our families, but sometimes we need to reach out and pray for others. And yes, I thank God that we have that knowledge, that we know the power of prayer. And Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight that was able to get through and that is on the line tonight. We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for all you do. Thank you for our teachers. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us, Lord. And let us be a blessing to someone else, Lord. Don't only let us hear the word, listen to the word, and just be on the line. But let us go out, Lord, and put it to effect. Let us use it in our everyday walk, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Okay, moving right along. I would teach you today. I would like to welcome everybody to Thursday night Bible study, where we're going to continue our lesson talking with God. Tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie.
All right, praise the Lord. Everyone, we thank God for another Thursday night. We pray, thank God for everyone on the line. And thank God for the Florida family being able to be on the line, even without the power and all the discomfort they're going through, that they are still on the line tonight. And we're going to continue to pray for our Florida family and the others that are suffering from the hurricanes. Learn from Dr. Charles Stanley's teaching about how that prayer is a common practice for a believer. But sometimes we tend to lose sight of the greater purpose in which we are supposed to be praying. And Linda have already given you the topic for tonight. It's praying with impact and power. And we know when we come up against situations like we're dealing with the hurricanes, we better know to pray with impact and power. And the scriptures, the couple of scriptures that we'll give you, and there's, of course, a lot of reference scripture. Mark 11:24, I'm going to read that. And 1 John 5:14-15. And I think I want to read Isaiah 45:22. But anyway, as Linda also said, if she were praying, we don't need to just listen to the word and just be on Thursday night to be counted. But we need to apply everything that God has allowed us to be taught and exposed to over the years that he's allowed us to do Thursday night Bible study, so that we can make a difference and we really can have an impact when we pray on the things that's going on in the world today. So it's not just for ourselves, for our families, but we need to be able to be willing vessels that he can use when it's time to be an intercessor and step in and make the difference for others as things is going on around us. So anyway, as we step back and look at the really, I will say, the greater purpose for prayer, then there's a few things that we need to ask ourselves. And I'm gonna give you four things, and I'm trying to say it slow enough, so if you want to write it down, you can do so. But one of the questions we ask ourselves is, what are my prayers accomplishing? And if you haven't been doing this, maybe you can see a reason to start. Take time to ask yourself some questions that would make a difference in your spiritual growth and in the place, in the way that you fulfill the purpose in which God has allowed us to be here. The second question is, who am I praying for? And I'm going to go back and give a little bit of feedback on these four after we finish, but I want to read them first, and then we'll go back and talk just a little bit. The third one, what am I asking God for when I pray? And as I said, if you haven't been asking yourself these questions, maybe this is a wake-up call that we need to do that. Number four, when do I pray? I want to go back over them again. Like I said, if you write them down, and I think it's good that you do that, because journaling is something that helps us a lot to grow spiritually and to go back and remember some things, because they don't need to try to remember all that God gives us. Because when he downloads into us, we cannot hold it all in memory. That's why we need to do some writing or recording and then go back, so that the enemy can't steal everything that God gives us, because he gives it to us for a purpose. So I'm going to go back and again. Number one, what are my prayers accomplishing? Number one. do you see things changing as you pray, or are you seeing that you're even drawing closer to God because of your prayer life? Number two, who am I praying for? Am I praying for myself, or am I praying for others? We need to, and we need to answer the question after we ask ourselves. We need to answer. Number three, what am I asking God for when I pray? Are we praying for asking God to give us the desire of our heart, or are we praying to fulfill the will and purpose that God has for our lives? And number four, when do I pray? Is it only when I need something, need help, or only pray in times of emergencies? Now, and when we go back and ask ourselves these questions and then ponder them a little bit, think on it, and then come up with a true answer, a real answer, you know, not just say something, because God knows our heart, and we need to search our heart so that we also can know our heart, because it's out of the heart flows the issues of life, the things that makes us different. It flows out of our heart, and the scripture said, it's not what go into man that makes a difference. It's not what we put in our bodies that makes a real impact on the world around us, but it's what comes out of us that makes a difference. So, meaning the words that we speak need to be words that's bringing about a change in a positive way, and not words is pulling everything in the direction in which the enemy wants to take it. We have enough of that. We don't, and as believers, we most certainly don't need to be a part of that. We don't need to be a part of the problem. We need to be, if not the solution, we at least need to be a part of the solution. So I you will go back and read these over again and answer the questions for yourself. The scripture in Mark 11:24. Let's read 24. We've read these scriptures before, but I don't think we can ever read them too many times, because we need to understand that what the word say, because of what the word, what we read in the word is God's word, and that's what he meant it when he said it, and he had not changed his meaning at this point. And in 11, and you can read more than 11, just to what I'm going to give you, because, you know, when you go back and you use the reference scriptures and all, read as much as you have time to read. But I'm just giving you something to let you know where I've got the material that I'm giving you is where it's coming from. So Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say unto you, and this is Jesus teaching the disciples, and it was for the disciples then, it's for the disciples now. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That is when we pray, the scripture said that, but it has to be that our heart is clean and in tune with the Father. We can't just ask God if we're not living according to what, if we're not being obedient to God. We can't pray at this scripture and expect things to fall in place if we are not in line with what God would have us to do. Because he said in a psalm that said, if there's iniquity in our heart, if God regards iniquity in our heart, then he will not answer our prayer. So we have to make sure that the Father does not anything in us. And that's why, again, before we begin to talk to the Father, the first thing we need to do is get ourselves right. Make sure that we repent, confess, if there's something we know we need that's not right, that we need to confess and then repent. And then if there's something we think might not be that we haven't done, that the Lord said do it and we didn't do it, then just take the time first before we go to him in prayer that we first get make sure that our connection with Him is in right standard, so that He's going to hear, not only hear our prayer, but He's going to answer the prayer. And that's where we 1 John 5:14-15 comes in at, because it says and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And this is the scripture. We can stand on this. This promise is solid. And that's why we need to know what the words say and then operate in it, because, you know, the scripture says, is a Hosea, where it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's like a lot of people have lost their lives because of operating without wisdom. But God also told us that we lack it, that we asked Him, He's going to give it to us. And when we know what the words say, and when we go to God, it's according to His will, because we're not going to be going to God with something that we know is not the Lord's will, because you don't go asking Him for something that you already read in the Bible that He was against, because then you're not expecting no answer. So, but if you know what you're going to talk to God about is in His Word, He give us permission to come to Him with it, then we know that, and this is the confidence.
Amen.
That we in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. That's 1 John 5:14-15. And you can read more, but the main thing I'm trying to get across is that when we come to God on behalf of the things that we know that He requires us to pray for daily, that if we know it's His will, we have confidence. So therefore, we are not praying thinking that, well, maybe He'll answer. It's a possibility. We come knowing that because His will, then, and it's our desire, when they two line up together, that we can look for an answer to come forth, and we can expect it speedily. So when we pray, one of the scriptures that I was looking at, Jesus said, you tell the disciples, you have not been asking me anything. Because if you know, in Matthew, He taught, when He said teach them how to pray, He told them to go to the Father, and He told them where He was, you know, and how to, what to say to Him once they got His attention. So He said, you go to pray to my Father, which is in heaven. But when He was getting ready to leave, then He told them, they hadn't asked nothing in His name before, but after the Holy Spirit came and He ascended back to heaven to be at the right hand of the Father, they were supposed to pray in His, we as believers, they were supposed to pray. Now we as disciples are supposed to pray in His name, asking the Father in His name, because He done paid the penalty for our sins and everything. Now that we go to the Father, we go to Him in Jesus, and when we do so, we have confidence that the answer's going to come, because that's according to God's plan, and that's what we need to see. And the thing is, though, once we get it all together, we can use it for everything that we are praying about. And I hope that a lot of you were praying last night. I was, because that was supposed to be a catastrophic event that took place. And I had some loved ones down there, some friends, and I wanted them to be standing when the sun rose this morning. So I was praying, but I had to know what God's will for me was, or else my prayers would have been useless from the get-go. But because I knew that I had God's permission to be an intercessor for something that was going on, then my prayers, I know, was being heard. and also knew that God was going to answer prayer. Now, I know I'm not the only one praying, but I can't tell nobody else's testimony. I can only tell mine. I was hoping that we had some testimony from last night, because God did some things, and I don't know if any of you was watching it or not, but as you pray, when you know God is moving, when you begin to pray, then you see them talking about the hurricane decreasing, and you know, go from a 5 to a 4 to a 3. That's God at work. And when the wind was dropping from 180 to down to 67 or 80, that's God at work. And when it changed courses, when he said, oh, okay, it's moved south, you know, from where it was, the location that was near Tampa, then this was where it was in Florida. It was, instead of where it was, the meteorologist said, it has moved south a little bit, which means that it wasn't going to hit where it originally was supposed to hit at. And I know, like I say, I wasn't the only one praying, but prayer can push a hurricane and make it change courses. Because I don't know if I have all the time I need for this, but I'm gonna take time and say some of this, because if we perish for lack of knowledge, but if we understand, I know we have been said many times, you don't understand why the people, the hurricane hunters, how they can go in you know, and check out the hurricane and give all the stats and stuff. If you've ever been in an airplane going anywhere, and it was cloudy, you know, overcast and everything, and the pilots say we have to climb up to a certain height, and then we're gonna break through the clouds and all that. And if you ever been in an airplane when they do that and come out on the other side of the cloud, and the sun is still shining like it was when God put it in the heavens. Back when he created things, the sun never stopped shining. But because the enemy is in charge of the atmosphere in heaven, then what we see when a cloud comes up and a storm comes up is what's going on in the atmosphere in heaven. But we go past that, and the devil's in charge of it. Satan is in charge of the atmosphere in heaven. When you, what you can look up and see, Satan is in charge of that. But you can go beyond that. That's what the hurricanes do. They go beyond that cloud, and they up there where they looking down at the hurricane, and that's how they can see the eye, tell you how defined it is and how large it is, and I'll give you all the other stats, because they can come through it up to where the sun is still shining. And if we understand that we can begin to be more effective when we come against the things that we see with our natural eye that's not of God. And I've said it to more people and I want to say it to a whole lot more. The wind God created, but the angry energy is not from God. And that's what you see in operating in the atmosphere of heaven, is the angry energy of the enemy, which have been kicked out of heaven and into time, cannot go back into eternity, and therefore he's trying to get as many to go with him as he can. We are in time going to eternity, and that's why we can connect with the Father. And when we pray, according to Mark 11:24, what we ask for, and if you know, if you're connected to the Father, you know God, you know his will, you're not going to be asking for anything crazy. So your desire and his will is going to line up, and when you pray, God is going to give you that which you ask for. Amen. So, and we continue to seek him, read the word, know what his plan for our lives, and then our prayers are going to not only have the impact the situation which we're targeting, but we're also going to learn that there's great power in prayer, and it can bring a change. So when we remember what God has promised us, because he's not like man, God cannot lie, He is not like man. And you want to look in Numbers 23 and 19. God is not like man. God can't. Not only is a God don't lie, God can't lie. And so if he promised it and we follow his plan, we will always have the answer to our prayer. And it will be for our benefit, but it will glorify the Father. Amen. Again, the scriptures is Mark 11:24, 1 John 5:14-15, and Isaiah 45:22-11. And read those scriptures and let God continue to bless you.
Isaiah what?
Isaiah 45, verses 22 and verse 11.
Okay, 22 and verse 11. Okay, thank you.
Back to you, Robert.
Okay, thank you, sis, for those encouraging words. And our 30 seconds tonight is going to come from Tangela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll be reading Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Amen.
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 Okay. Let's go ahead and open up the lines for inputs and updates.
Remember Deborah Jackson in your prayer. Continue praying for me.
And Deborah?
This is Carolyn Street. I'm asking everyone to be praying for me on next Tuesday. The doctor sending me to a cardiologist. I don't feel like nothing's wrong with my heart, and I feel better. I felt better this week than I have felt in a long time. I know God is the one to get it because there's no healing in medication. So just continue to pray for me as unto the Lord.
This is Deborah Bradford. I ask the Bible study members, everybody, to remember I have a niece that's she's been missing for almost 2 weeks now, and her mother hadn't heard from her, and we're just praying that she'll contact someone and let us know where she is and that she's okay. And she has her son with her. He's 9 years old. So just be praying for her. Her name is Jeronica.
Keep Cynthia Hodge on the prayer list. She's back in the hospital.
Okay, no more inputs
and updates.
We're going to go right into
the
roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Last week, we had 38 people on the line, and we thank God for each one of you. Lee in Virginia?
Yeah.
Dennis and Sandy?
Yeah.
Richard and Willamette?
Yeah.
Janet? Danny and Juanita?
Yeah.
Robert and Fortune?
Yeah.
Olin?
Yeah.
Glorious?
Yeah.
Reverend Maddie?
Yeah.
Pastor Burwell?
Here.
Gracie? Sandra?
Here.
Yeah.
Denise, Maury, Deborah Bradford,
here,
Barbara,
here,
Linda Simpson, Deborah Jackson,
here,
Lorraine,
here,
Ken and Carla,
hey,
Chris and Dorothy,
here.
Josephine?
Here.
Colin?
Here.
Charlotte?
Here.
Renee? Candela?
Here.
Cynthia? Tim?
Here.
Tana? Charles?
Here.
Donna? Tonda? Miss Jessup?
Here.
Wanda? Francis? Michael?
Here.
Tanya? Tanya White? Fran?
Here.
Valencia? Lorraine M? Lisa?
Here.
Darian?
Here.
Kamari?
Here.
Ashanta?
Here.
Did I miss anyone? Back to you, Robert. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Nanda. Okay, for next week, our open prayer will be done by William A. Jones, and our 32nd will be done by Linda Simpson. Okay, and before we turn it over to Pastor Burwell, I think we got a young, we got a birthday tonight, one of our younger ones, and what's the name again? And whose birthday?
Darren turned 9.
Darren, you on?
Hold on, Uncle Robert. He went to the back. Hold on. Here. Say it one more time.
No, I think we got a younger one. One of our younger up there tonight, Simmons. Darren, and they is his birthday.
Well, not today.
It was last week. But we missed it. But we're going to wish him a happy birthday and many, many more tonight. So everybody, let's wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and many more.
Thank you, everyone.
Lisa,
my birthday was Sunday, the 6th.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you as well. Yeah.
Okay, before I turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer, I just want to take a few minutes to speak about the storm that is tonight, because I was talking to my sister, and she said, hey, y'all got a testimony down there, and she's right. I've been in Florida here for 20 plus years, and I've been through quite a few hurricanes, but I've never seen anything like that before. It was kind of scary, but I made a decision that we were going to stay because the highway was so crowded, and then we just prayed. My sister prayed, and I know a lot more of you were praying. And I just want to say thank God and thank everyone that was praying for us, because believe it or not, it was not really that bad.
Thank God.
Yes.
Forecasted. It was not that bad. So I just want to say thank you all for praying for us down here. And we just say, thank God for watching over us.
Thank God.
Robert, what year was it that they had the last storm close to that one, hurricane?
The last time we had one to come through Tampa, directly in Tampa, where we are at, Tampa, Brandon, was 1921. That's the last time we had a direct.
Oh, wow.
We had plenty surrounding area, but the way Tampa sit, for some unique reason, we haven't had a direct hit since 1921. And I was last night a direct storm. But it was such a massive storm that covered the whole peninsula of Florida just about. So we just gotta say thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us and watching over us. Thank you, Lord. That's it. And with that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for everything that has taken place tonight. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for watching over us each and every day, God. We put our trust in you, God. You told us to trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. You said in all thy ways, you will direct our path, God. And we thank you for that. We thank you for everything that took place. You said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according for his purpose. Lord, I thank you for keeping us and watching over our community, our friends, God, our family, God. Lord, many have been, oh, God, in the storm, God, have lost the houses, have lost children. God, we ask you to bless them, God, and use them for your glory, God. Restore back, God, what have been taken from them. God, we know that you are able to do all things, God. Lord, you are in control of everything, God. We thank you for our teacher tonight, teaching us to trust you. Put our confidence in you, God. Put our confidence in your word and believe, God, Lord, that you will take care of your people, God. And I thank you in advance tonight, Lord, for what you've already done, God, and what you're doing for us, God. Lord, remember Deborah Jackson as she asked for prayer, God. Lord, continue to heal her body. Continue to help her to put her faith in you, God, to believe that you are able, you are a deliverer, and you are a healer, God. Lord, remember the young lady, God, Lord, that are missing Jesus. God, I ask you to watch over her, God. Lord, let her make contact with her family, God. Lord, bring her back home safe, God, just like the prodigal son, God. Lord, lead her back, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. Lord, if any sin in our life, God, Lord, move it out, Jesus. Lord, you said any iniquity in our heart, God, you would not hear our prayer, God. Lord, we ask you to open your ears to our prayer tonight. Bless our family, God. Continue to be with us. Oh, God, and help us to anchor our soul in you, God. Go deeper and deeper in you and in your word, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for everything that you've done. Remember Cynthia Hodge, God. Lord, I ask you to be with her, God, as she goes in the hospital. Carolyn Street, God. Lord, watch over them, God. You know what they're standing in need of, God. You supply every one of our need, God, according to your riches in glory, God. Lord, be with us tonight. We are so thankful, God, for the joy and the peace that you've given us in the midst of this storm, God. I thank you in advance, God, for another day, another Thursday, God, that we can lift you up, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, God. Oh, God, you are still God in the midst of everything that happened. You are almighty, God, and I thank you in advance, God. Bless us and use us, God, for the glory, God. Lord, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you already done. Keep us safe, God. Lord, and I thank you right now. Give us peace and sweet sleep tonight, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. Lord, we believe in you. We trust you, God. Lord, let those angels encamp all around us, God, and watch over us at night, God. Oh, God, I thank you in advance, and we're going to ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Thank you. We'd like to thank everyone for being on tonight, and we look forward to having everyone back next week.
All right. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.